Welcome, everybody, back to Kins is Cool, our podcast. Today with me, we have Ms. Barb Marsh in our financial aid department. And so we're going to ask Barb some things about what financial aid does and how does financial aid help with the students and scholarships and that type of thing. So that's sort of the go and flow of what today's show is going to be about. And I'm really not sure who I'm going to have on next time. I still want to get Dr. Travis on yet, but we'll see. I have to think a little bit. I've been gone. We had spring break, and then last week I was in Chicago for an athletic training meeting. So that was fun, and so we're just trying to regather everything up. But right about now, I've kept bothering Barb about when can students apply for scholarships and this and that, and she goes, well, It's coming. So anyway, that's why I wanted to have Barb here on our show today. So with that, Barb, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Joe. My name's Barb. I work in the financial aid office. I'm the assistant director at the financial aid office. I've been there for 5 years. I've been at the university for almost 13. I grew up in Newberry, and I was a student here at Lake State and graduated in 2013.
So we were talking downstairs a little bit. I was trying to give you a preview about what we might be talking about. And I believe the first time that I met you, that you were academic assistant. That's the wrong term, but for athletics.
Yep.
How many different little jobs have you had around Lake State before you got to your job here at the financial aid office?
Well, I've had a few. I worked in the business office to start at the cashier's counter for 5 years. And then I kind of got into athletics a little bit before I moved to the assistant position when I started working in the ticket office to help there. And then I did move to athletics for a year where I met you. I worked there. It was great. It was one of the hardest positions for me to decide to leave, but I knew I couldn't move up in that area because I'm not a coach. So I then had the opportunity to move to financial aid, where I worked as like a hybrid financial aid officer but front office person, and then I've moved up within financial aid since then.
I assume that you like working in financial aid?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is it that you like about working in the financial aid office?
What I like is that the relationships that we can build with students. I like that they can come in as a freshman and I meet them, and I potentially will work with them throughout their whole career at Lake State, and then I get to watch them graduate. That's like one of my like best moments, is watching them grow through the process. And most of the time when they come in, they find their one officer, even though we can all help them. They keep coming back to you. And sometimes they even come back for non-financial aid questions. They come back for life questions. We have our student workers who are in our office, and I feel like they're my little birds, and I help carry them to graduation and onto life, and we help them outside of the office. So growing up, that was always something I wanted to do, was be able to help people, and I knew I couldn't go into the medical field, so this was kind of the next best thing for me.
So this is way off course, but it goes back to some of the work that I've done, like with Mark and with CTOL and stuff, is that everybody on campus really is an advisor for students, and you just kind of brought that to life. And you know, you have student workers, you help students out with other problems, and they're your little birdies following you around. You know, we have an attachment to those, and so I think that's something that's really unique about Lake State overall, is that everybody, whether they realize it or not, right, plays a role in the development of students, and so I think that's important for everybody to realize.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know a whole lot about this. I've heard that last year there was this big snafu with FAFSA.
Oh, yes.
So, one, could you tell us what FAFSA means and what's the purpose of FAFSA, and if that snafu has been resolved?
So, FAFSA stands for Free Application for Student Aid. It's an application that students complete with their parents to receive federal financial aid, so Pell Grant, federal student loans. And then it can affect state aid. So most of the aid through State of Michigan requires students to file a FAFSA in order for them to receive it. So things like TIP, Michigan Achievement, things like that. So everyone should fill it out. What happened last year is they completely changed the application. They did an entire revamp. They didn't get it out until December 31st, which they're required to get it out by January 1st. And December 31st was even a soft launch for them. A lot of students went in and, like, tried to do it, and then they would get to a part and they couldn't finish it, or it would, like, lock them up. And so last year was really difficult because the Department of Education didn't have the FAFSA itself in a good place for people to actually apply and finish it. So that delayed us getting FAFSAs and getting students awarded. It's a lot better this year, and they have signed that they will have it open by October 1 again. So this year was much better. Not as many snafus. I mean, there's always snafus with it. For whatever reason, sometimes parents can't sign it or students can't sign it. And at that point, we have to say, you have to go to the Department of Education or the FAFSA student aid to get it completed. And it's rough for them because they don't always answer the phone or they don't always give them the right answer. 9 times out of 10, they turn it back to us, and we literally can't do anything. If we don't have the application, we can't even look at it. So
I'll come back to FAFSA, but I want to ask this while it's still in my head. Somewhere in your explanation right there, you mentioned TIP.
Mm-hmm.
So could you talk a little bit about TIP and what TIP stands for?
So TIP is the Tuition Incentive Program. A student has to be on Medicaid for, I think it's 13 months. I'm not entirely sure on that one. But it's a program through the state of Michigan that has two phases. The first phase covers up to an associate degree or 80 credits, whichever one the student meets first. And the student has to be taking classes towards their associate degree. And the second phase is just $2,000 for 2 years to help finish like a bachelor's degree. We always encourage students to add an associate degree, and the admissions office is really good about getting in an associate degree that matches or coincides with their bachelor's degree. So while they're working on their bachelor's degree, they're also earning credit towards their associate degree.
So back to FAFSA. So this is that's a an application that they can find online.
Yep.
And it sounds like that they have to do all the filling in the application sort of on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really can't offer them a whole lot of help.
We can help.
Is that true or not?
A little. We can give them some advice. I always tell them, click on the question marks or click on the, like sometimes they have pieces in the FAFSA itself that give explanations or give pictures of what they're looking for. A lot of it now, they don't even have to manually enter their tax information. It's pulled directly from the IRS. So they have to authorize the application to get the information from the IRS, and it pulls all that information in, so they don't even have to enter it anymore. It's just pulled in from directly from your taxes.
So this is a form that the student's parents need to fill out?
Both. So both
okay.
Parent and student. So one of the things that changed this year, well, last year and this year, is the student has to give a contributor who is now the parent, or if you're an independent student with a spouse, you have to give your spouse a contributor access. So what happens is the student logs in, completes their portion, and they get to a part where they have to pick a contributor. If they are unsure of who their contributor should be, if, say, parents are divorced, it tells them it's who you've lived with for, you know, a year and has given you the support for the year. They enter the parent's email information. It sends the parent an email. They then have to create a login, log in, and complete their portion of it and sign the FAFSA.
So I guess I'm asking questions that I'm interested in right now. Right? But so is the FAFSA only for, so you mentioned like Pell Grants, is it for scholarships as well? Is it for student loans? And if it's for student loans, is that a loan that the parent has to pay back and the student have to pay back certain ways? Or how does that work?
So scholarships, not so much. There could be scholarships that require you to complete the FAFSA. Most of them do not. We have a couple of awards on our roster, like as entering students, that we want them to complete the FAFSA in order to receive. And then they do get student loans. So there's the federal student loans for the student, which are the subsidized and the unsubsidized loan. The subsidized loan does not gain interest while a student is in school. So that's the loan that we always have students take first. Actually, they're required by our system to take first because it doesn't gain interest, and it's the best for the student. Then there's the unsubsidized loan, which gains interest while a student is in school. Unfortunately, the subsidized loan is a need-based loan, so need is based on gift aid, their student aid index, so the calculation from the FAFSA. You take the cost of attendance, subtract the student aid index to find what their need is, and then after you find that need, if they have any gift aid, so scholarships, state aid, Pell Grant, you have to subtract that to see what's left over. If they have any need left, they can have the subsidized loan. If they don't, then they can only receive unsubsidized loan. The other loans out there are Parent Plus loans, which are loans that students take out in parents' names. So the parent has to complete a separate application in order to receive this loan, and then ultimately it's on the parent to repay, but we always tell them it's between you and your parent on who actually pays it back. But it is in the parent's name. So
I don't know. This is really interesting to me. This is information that I'm not familiar with. I don't have any kids, so I'm not sending any to college, but I see Mark sitting over here, and he might, I know he's got a couple kids and stuff, and the college might be in their future shortly, so hopefully he's getting some good information from this. So, like I said, I could probably keep chatting here for another 20 minutes or so, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to switch over because I do want to talk about scholarships mm-hmm. and stuff. There's this website, I guess, or application called Scholarship Universe.
Yep.
So if you could talk about the process for students to apply for Lake State scholarships and like the foundation kind of raises money for the scholarships, but you guys award the scholarships. If you could talk about that relationship a little bit, it would be good.
Yeah. So I'll start with Scholarship Universe. Once I got my role in financial aid, I kind of took over the back end of Scholarship Universe, so I know quite a bit about it. So students have to log in to their portal. I call it their portal because it's just like their MyLSSU. So they log in with their MyLSSU login information. It comes up, and normally when you first log in, it's going to start asking them questions. I always tell them, the more questions you answer, the more scholarships you're going to match to. And that's not just for us. That's for external scholarships because it holds thousands of external scholarships out there. And they're all vetted by the company to make sure they're true scholarships and they're not something that you're paying money to apply for. We always tell students, if you're paying money to apply for a scholarship, it's more than likely not a real scholarship. So then we enter our scholarships in there, and students can filter the scholarships so that Lake State scholarships show up first, and then external scholarships will show up. And then, yeah, we open them. We send students emails. We post on our website that they're open. We make sure departments notify their students that they're open and ready to apply for it. Some scholarships students are automatically matched to without having to complete an application of any kind. Some departments do require additional application. Business, for example, they require like resumes and cover letters, and they can submit those all through Scholarship Universe. Phil Hart and Laker Edge, our full tuition scholarships, are also out there. They can submit pictures, videos. We have them try to do a video or an essay. They can pick one of three. We wanted to give them options to do something more than just an essay to show how they meet the requirements of the scholarship. And then the relationship between the foundation and us getting the money, it's like kind of convoluted. they do raise the money, so then they have the money, but then once they get all the funds, they have to then transfer them to the university in the business office. The business office then creates a spreadsheet for us, lets us know what money's in what funds, like do we have all of our annual scholarships, what's the interest that we gained on scholarships that are endowments, and if there were funds that weren't used, it lets us know, oh, there's a little extra in there. And then we take that spreadsheet and enter our own spreadsheet and determine which ones we can award, how much we can award, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, oh, it's really interesting to me. What percentage of students then would receive financial aid from Lake State? Is that an easier question?
So financial aid wise, I would say a majority of our students, like a good portion, because financial aid is scholarships, grants, and loans. People like to think that loans aren't financial aid, but they are. They're a means to help you pay your bill, your tuition at a university or a college. So it's still considered financial aid. So I would say a good majority of our students have, you know, financial aid, whether it's scholarship, just scholarship, just loans, a combination of all.
So I think that I might be asking you to come back again because I have lots of many more questions, and our time's sort of winding up right here. But if a student is listening or a parent is listening to us and they have questions, mm-hmm. how can they contact you?
So they can contact me or you can contact our office. My number, you can call me, is 906-635-2677. Or you can always email me at bmarsh@lssu.edu. Our main line is 906-635-2678. Or you can email finaid, so FINAID, at lssu.edu.
Okay, great. So I know for kinesiology, there's the Russ Bruce Scholarship that the faculty select. There's also a Parker Dagnus Scholarship. So we could, maybe that'd be another show. I'm looking at Mark right now. We could talk about some of the scholarships specific to KINS. There's a couple other ones, but my last question to you is this, I might be wrong, but I've heard if a student in the local area, I don't know how far out local goes, mm-hmm. but if they have a, are they guaranteed a scholarship to Lake State?
Yes. So if you're in the Eastern Upper Peninsula, so Luce, Chippewa, Mackinac County, there's called the EUP Award, and all the students are given that award. Like their senior year, I believe, they're notified that they automatically receive that award to come to Lake State, and it's for all 4 years that they attend at Lake State.
And also, too, there's a scholarship for transfer students?
Yeah, so transfer students are eligible for all of our Board of Trustees scholarships, so they get based on their GPA. If they are a Phi Theta Kappa member, they also can receive that scholarship, but they have to show proof of membership to us.
All right. So that's great news to know. And with that, I think our time is wound up already. As usual, I'd like to thank Mr. Mark Boucher and his staff and the LakerCast studios for allowing us to have this podcast. I want to thank Barb for joining us today. And I'm not, as I mentioned, I'm not exactly sure who we'll have on next, but maybe we'll have Barb on again and we can continue our chat. But with that, hopefully everybody out there had a good St. Urho's Day on Sunday, a good St. Patty's Day yesterday. Don't forget, I know this is sort of time-bound, but tonight Laker basketball plays. And so with that being said, go Blue.